doesn't seem like there's a tag on you.
Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
Welcome to the second half of Episode 8 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more commentary on the SFU Athletics. In additional independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, which play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League, and an update on the SFU lacrosse. First up in the second half is the men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. St. Martin's is first at 14-3 conference, 22-5 overall. Montana State Billings, 14-3 conference, 20-7 overall for second. Seattle Pacific is third at 11-6 conference, 16-10 overall. Western Oregon, fourth, 9-8 conference, 12-12 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fifth, 9-8 conference, 12-13 overall. Central Washington, 6th, 8-9 conference, 12-14 overall. These six teams clinched berth in the JNAC championships. The rest, Western Washington, 7th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 7-10 conference, 14-13 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 8th, 6-11 conference, 12-14 overall. Just ahead of Alaska, 6-11 conference, 11-14 overall, and Simon Fraser last, 1-16 conference, 6-21 overall.
Computers, tablets, smartphones, even the smallest devices can have a huge environmental impact. The harmful materials used to make electronic devices can leak into our waterways and pollute the air we breathe. Throwing old technology in the trash could mean game over for the planet. When your old electronics die, don't just throw them away. Donate them for reuse or recycling. At Free Geek Vancouver, electronics are recycled as locally and as sustainably as possible. Free Geek provides job skills, training, internet access, and free or low-cost computers to the public. Donate your electronics to Free Geek to prevent e-waste from doing extra damage and help your old technology find its new home. To learn more about how you can level up your sustainability game, visit freegeekvancouver.org. That's freegeekvancouver.org.
Here are the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Washington, which clinched the regular season championships, finished first at 16-2 conference, 22-3 overall. Montana State Billings, second, 14-3 conference, 23-5 overall. Central Washington, third, 12-5 conference, 20-6 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fourth, 9-8 conference, 17-9 overall. Seattle Pacific, 8-9 conference, 13-12 overall. Simon Fraser, 6th, 8-10 conference, 10-12 overall. These six teams clinched berth in the GNAC championships. And the rest, Northwest Nazarene, 7th, 7-10 conference, 11-14 overall. Western Oregon, 8th, 6-11 conference, 12-13 overall. St. Martin's, 9th, 5-12 conference, 9-16 overall. and Alaska last 116 conference, 4-20 overall.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Here are the current softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. St. Martin's is first at 5-4, Western Washington second, 7-6, Western Oregon third, 8-9, Montana State Billings fourth, 5-6, Central Washington fifth, 3-4, Simon Fraser sixth, 5-10, and Northwest Nazarene last at 3-8.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Welcome back. I'd like to play the third act of the hour, Half a Gringa's Ancestral Home. The track is Some Curse.
Ride past old grain, chasing the rain, put hands up and it hurts. Not to be lying side by side, I'm trying to move past words. Give up that brain, basing up change, put hands up and it works. Got to be lying still inside, I'm trying to soothe that girl. Each knife I fought, each pill of sacrifice, there's a woman inside and she dies protecting me every night. Put hands up in a curse. It is a crying shame, I sigh, a sign that she's still unheard. I know you're here, she said. In fear when it takes my breath from me, it restores.
when I change. They can never let me be a stranger. Liken it to falling from a tree. Like I'm in some kind of danger.
That was Some Curse from Half Gringa's ancestral home. The fourth band is Greybeard's Dark Age with the title track. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. Thank you. I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey, which play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League at this time. Two games were on tap for February 18th. University of Victoria Vikes spanked the host Okanagan Lakers 7-3 at Kelowna's Capital News Center, while the Vancouver Island University Mariners plundered the Logan Lake Miners 8-1 at Logan Lake Recreation Center, which hosted the UVic Vikes on February 19th. The visitors quintupled the host Logan Lake Miners 5-1. The Vikes traveled to Bill Copeland the next day, which was also the family day, to confront the SFU Red Leafs, where the host won 3-2. The Red Leafs have now clinched the best record in the BCIHL, which means they will have home ice advantage for the 2023 BCIHL playoffs. On February 22nd, as part of the Black History Month, the Red Leafs recognized defenseman Keanu Robinson. Two games are on tap tonight. The Vancouver Island University Mariners visit the Logan Lake Miners at Logan Lake Recreation Center for 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the University of Victoria Vikes host the Oregon Ducks, which play in the American Collegiate Hockey Association Division II in an exhibition. The puck drop at Ian Stewart Complex is at 7:30 p.m.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. 2 points are awarded for a win, with 1 point for a shootout or an OTL loss. Simon Fraser is first at 16-1, 32 points. Vancouver Island University, second, 12-4-1, 25 points. University of Victoria is third at 11-7-1, 23 points. Okanagan Lakers, fourth, 5-9-4, 14 points. And the expansion team, Logan Lake Miners, are dead last at 0-17.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Welcome back. I just found out that SFU had a lacrosse team this Tuesday night when they obliterated University of Nevada 24-4. The SFU Red Leafs lacrosse play in Division 1 of the Men's Collegiate Lacrosse Association. I will be back with some music after the next PSA.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will always speak out against bigotry and hatred when I see it.
I will put my passion into action. I will stand against racist words and action and speak out against hate when I see it. Hate has no place in Canada.
I will continue to honor, express, and promote my Indigenous culture.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Thank you for listening to Episode 8 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune B44, it is Tina Hart's Absence of You. Here is La Vie en Rose.
Des yeux qui font baiser les miens, un rire qui se perd sous sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est sans moi, mon cœur qui bat. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux à en mourir.
With Black History Month at CGSF, we are committed to intersectional, anti-oppressive, and collective community building. Black History Month was first recognized in 2008 after unanimous consent on a proposal presented by the first Black senator, Donald Oliver. In the United States, it was first formally adopted in 1976. Although it is always the time to learn about Black contributions to the world, make space for Black joy, voices, and to delve into anti-racist practices, we can start this work by learning about our own personal and collective interactions with power, privilege, and positionalities. Checking out some literature and scholarly work relevant to this is another way. Personally, I recommend reading the work of Bell Hooks, Ruha Benjamin, and Safia Noble as they write about access of technology, society, race, and gender.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.